Of course it is. You know, it's third time lucky, as they say. You know, we had a plan. We talked about it last week, about putting a team out full of energy, a youthful team that, that do the discipline side of the game well. You know, we knew we wouldn't be having a lion's share of possession. We gifted them two sloppy goals, you know, after 2 minutes, but real character to keep going and keep going. And we created some really good chances in the first half as well. And then in the second half, it was always the plan to try and get to 60, 65 minutes and unleash the three sort of big gun subs that we had waiting in the wings. And, you know, I thought we could have had four or five in the end.
It's lovely for a manager, isn't it, when players come off the bench and do that?
It was always a plan. You know, you can't lose because you're 2-1 down, you bring on the big guns and you go for it. And if you lose by more, then you've had a crack at it. You know, you had a plan, it didn't quite come off. At least we had a plan. But everyone's played their part today. And, you know, it's great when the substitutions do work. But the main thing is that our club as a whole, you know, hopefully they'll be dancing in the streets. And we've made a lot of people happy, and that makes me happy.
You mentioned that it's third time lucky. For a Wimbledon man through and through, it was lovely, wasn't it, to celebrate with the fans?
Absolutely. I know what they've been through. I know the pain that they've had. So, you know, it's great, you know. And they're a good team. And in the other games, they've beaten us, you know, perhaps fortuitously in the first one. But last time in the Carling Cup, they beat us fair and square. And this time round, I think we've beat them fair and square.
It's been a mixed start to the season for you in the league, but on this performance, you wouldn't have really known who was the League One side and who was the League Two side, would you?
Well, we're capable of that. You know, Burton came to us at the top of the league and we blitzed them. You know, we played Morecambe up there and we've beaten them. So, you know, Southend, we've beaten them. We know we're good. We know we can mix it. We're inconsistent, and no one means to be inconsistent. We just need to find the key to being better. And, you know, we're striving for it. We've got a really hard-working bunch of honest lads. They get on well. We create a really good team spirit with the staff and players. And hopefully the momentum from this win will carry us into the top of the league clash again on Saturday.
Tell us a little bit about Bayo Akinfenwa, because he doesn't necessarily look your archetypal footballer, but he's such a presence, isn't he? And he scored a very good goal.
I wanted it to be a mission of mine when I signed him that I didn't use him how maybe other clubs have used him. I use him as a footballer. Obviously, he's a point of attack. You know, he's got that strength and power. But we try not to just use him as a battering ram. And when you put the players around him, people like Tubbsy, who's clever, Riggy, you know, George Franklin, hopefully you can use him for what he's good at. And he is an excellent football player. You watch him in training, he sees things other players doesn't see. His link-up play, his touch, his feel, superb. So I can't speak highly enough of the guy.
You wouldn't want to argue with him in the gym, though, would you?
No, that's why I'm praising him now.
And a little bit about Bury, just one quick question. This weekend, you mentioned that they're a very good side, they're up there challenging. Where are their threats, Neil?
Listen, they've been playing 3-5-2. They're a good team with good players. David's done a good job. He took them up the table at the end of last season. He's made the squad even stronger this season. They're, in many people's eyes, the favourites to go up. But what a time to play them at home just after we've done this. The fans should be right behind us. They should be cheering everything we do. And if we get that, it will be hopefully a really good game.